of an individual state's jurisdiction. There should be mutual respect among states. The inalienable and universal right to development requires more effective measures to eradicate barriers to its implementation. We make an appeal to all states to refrain from imposing unlawful unilateral coercive measures, including against those states that supposedly sponsor terrorism. The group of friends feel that there's no alternative to dialogue and cooperation in all procedures which strive to strengthen human rights at both national and international levels. All activities in the Council should be streamlined, and we must strengthen the UN machinery in this area and promote the objective of universal respect for human rights standards, avoiding any overlapping and duplication of mandates at the same time. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to United Arab Emirates on behalf of a group of Arab states.
Shukran.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Arab group renews its commitment to Vienna Declaration and Programme of Action, which constitutes a framework of reference for our collective efforts towards the promotion of human rights around the world. The provisions of the declaration emphasize the interrelatedness of the human rights, particularly economic, social, and cultural rights. The Arab group also stresses the need to implement the right to development as one of the inalienable human rights. The increasing human rights threats around the world undermine the efforts of economic and social development, occupation, terrorism, poverty, attacks, Islamophobia, racial discrimination, run counter with the commitments of the whole world in Vienna Declaration as per the international humanitarian law. The rights of the Palestinian people to self-determination and development, while